Wondering what to tell your customers as they spring forward with their lawn care? We'll talk about that next.
Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
Hey, what's going on, Lawn Care Pros? I am Clay, Lawn Care Frank's producer, and I am filling in for Lawn Care Frank today. And I'm here with Bobby, a lawn care professional who works in the fertilization and weed control side of the business. And today we're going to talk about spring forward and what customers need to do to kind of get their lawns ready for spring. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Hey, thanks, Clay. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
So let's just start off and ask you, what are some basic recommendations that you would suggest to customers to get their lawns ready for spring?
Okay. The first thing that I always talk to our customers about is about really just checking the irrigation system out. First, they need to make sure that everything is coming on, working. They have great coverage from all the spray heads. Also talk to them about the timing, making sure that they have it coming on at the appropriate amount of time, and then kind of the frequency. Like right now, I tell them about once a week is good, but it's, you know, we're still, lawns are still dormant. But once we get into the growing season, I explain to them about increasing it as the temperatures go up, and just making sure that they're aware that they need to stay on top of those watering times and frequency to get the best results.
Now, is that what you do? Do you treat the irrigation systems for the customers?
I do not. I do the weed control and fertilization, the chemical side, but I don't do the irrigation. But if they don't have irrigation or they don't irrigate the lawn, whether they're using water hoses or whatever else, it makes it very difficult for me to do a great job.
Okay, and what would be another avenue that you could suggest to the customers to get ready for spring?
This time of year, I like to get the trees pruned back and make sure all the shrubs are pruned as well to where there's good sunlight over the entire area of the lawn. A lot of times, the shrubs will be hanging over into the grassy areas, you know, kind of past their barriers and stuff, and you need to get that trim back so we can get a really good lawn edge to edge. So it's really important that they get those trees and shrubs pruned back to allow the most sunlight possible on the lawn.
And so we're coming out of winter, and would you recommend that go ahead and start mowing those dormant lawns at this point?
Absolutely. Right now is a great time to get that first lawn mowing done of the year, whether it's doing it yourself or contacting a provider and getting that work done. But I definitely recommend for the first couple times until it gets out of dormancy that they bag the clippings. Right now, there's actually a lot of dormant grass on the lawn, and that needs to be kind of clipped away and not add any more debris to the lawn. Once we get into the growing season, to go ahead and start mowing that lawn every single week once it's out of dormancy.
Now, for this first mow, should they use that extra grass for mulch or just go ahead and bag that up?
Just go ahead and bag it up. Right now, there's so much debris still on the lawn, and it's still, like, since it's dormant, it's just that thick protective barrier. It's a great time to go ahead and just remove all those clippings. Depending on the grass, like if here in Texas we have Bermuda's, one of our more popular grasses, it's a great time to go ahead and scalp it and go ahead and get it down real short so it'll have less to have to go through to get good and thick.
Is there a type of lawn or grass that you would recommend not to scalp?
Absolutely. St. Augustine's another very popular grass here in Texas, and I never recommend scalping it. You can take it short, but you don't want to do a scalp like they do with Bermuda.
And is it too early to start thinking about a flower bed clean out?
No, that's another great thing to get taken care of at this time before the lawns get out of dormancy, is just go ahead and get all the debris, leaves, limbs, anything that's, you know, dead that's in the flower beds, get those things taken care of, remove any weeds that might be in there, and then make sure you get a good barrier of mulch down to help hold water for those shrubs and trees in those areas, and really just kind of make the lawn look better. They'll have great curb appeal that way.
You know, last summer I had a small area of grass that didn't grow, a bare patch, if you will. What do you tell a customer if they notice a bare patch in their lawn?
Well, usually I'll ask them a few questions like, when was the last time they've had good grass there? If it's an area they've put new sod in multiple times over, you know, say 6 to 8 years, and they just never can keep it growing, I'll recommend it. That might be an area due to sun, more than likely, that it's not getting enough sun in that area, that they need to either take down some trees, which most people don't want to do, or it might be better off just to put down a bed, or maybe put down a flower bed, or put down maybe some rocks or something in that area, just to change the outlook of that area. Because really, if it's failed growing grass after a couple times, it's probably never going to grow grass there, whether it's water could be sitting in the lawn or just not getting enough sunlight throughout the day. And it's really, you know, only so much time you can spend on your lawn. So it's probably better to go ahead and spend that money to do a permanent repair than to continue to repair it with grass, especially if it's just a couple smaller areas.
Would you ever recommend putting paver stones down to cover an area?
Absolutely. That is really one good way. A lot of times here in Texas, we got a lot of building going on, and they're putting up new developments, and they're actually have very small lawns. And in between the homes, they're just not getting enough space to where they get a lot of adequate sunlight. So a lot of times I'll recommend that they put down like a stone path or a gravel stone and just kind of fill that area in, because it's just not, there's not any kind of grass that's going to grow in that area that doesn't get enough sunlight.
And another topic that I know you deal with, and I'm not sure of the timing, but is it about the time to start doing lawn aerations at this point?
Absolutely, Clay. We do aerations 2 times a year. We do them in the spring and the fall. I prefer, and I believe you get the best results during the springtime. Our aeration machine is a core aerator, so it's going to go over the lawn and pull out small plugs or cores out of the lawn to allow more water and air to get below the surface of the lawn to get to the root system and help the lawn spread and the roots to spread. It really is great if you've got a lawn that's got a compacted area. It helps it out a lot and gives that grass the opportunity to get to its peak.
Explain just a little bit more on how the aeration process works. I want to make sure we understand what's going on there.
Okay, so the machine we have, it's basically has these spikes that will penetrate the ground, and they pull out a core about as big as like your pinky. It's maybe a half inch thick of about 3 to 4 inches long, and it's going to pull those cores out. Those cores will break down on the lawn and help to put more of the material back into the lawn itself. And that really just helps the lawn to where it gets more oxygen below that area and more water penetration deeper into the soil.
Would there ever be an instance where you would see a lawn that you would not recommend lawn aeration?
Absolutely. If a lawn is newly installed, like hasn't rooted in, so it hasn't been there, say, you know, 3 to 6 months or through a good growing season, I would definitely not recommend to do it at that time. It'll just mangle up the lawn. So you don't want to do it on a new area or any kind of new patches. But other than that, you know, as far as like Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia, it doesn't matter what kind of grass we have here in Texas, an aeration is good for all of them. And like I said, I like to do it in the springtime after the last freeze of the year. I don't like to expose the roots to any freezes at all possible. And then I like to do it in the fall if it hasn't been done, or sometimes if a lawn is really compacted, you might want to do it 2 times in that year, so in the spring and the fall. But definitely once a year is what I recommend for here in Texas.
And what if a customer, and maybe it's a new home or new lawn, but what about if a customer asked about planting seed or sod this time of year?
Okay. Well, in Texas, we put down sod. Basically, if there's new homes, they're putting down sod 365 days out of the year. It's not going to root in. It's not always going to grow in the wintertime, but they do install it. But right now is the best time of the year to put that installation in. Really, seed is not doesn't have very favorable results here in Texas. Majority of the customers are going to be putting down sod, and this springtime is the best time when the lawn's going to be able to root in and work really well for you.
Okay, Bobby. And finally, in closing, are there any last minute thoughts or ideas you'd like to leave the audience that maybe they should recommend to their customers?
Sure. One of the things that I always tell customers, you know, the first time that I'm there meeting them and talking about kind of not only what they're gonna can expect from us, but kind of what we expect from them. The last thing that I always let them know is they're the eyes of the lawn. They're the ones that are walking out every day to the car, looking at the lawn, checking the guy who mowed it, and just really looking at the lawn. And I always tell them that, you know, if something changes, all of a sudden you have great green lawn edge to edge, and all of a sudden you start seeing it turning brown in the area, and then next day it looks like it's getting bigger, you need to contact us and let us know. Because it could be insect, it could be a fungus, it could even be just a sprinkler watering issue. And they call us, we'll come out and take a look at it and help them address the situation. If it's an irrigation, I'll let them know that that's what the issue is. If it's a fungus, there's certain treatments, fungicides and things like that we can put on it. If it's an insect issue, then there are certain treatments we can do as well. But I always tell them, don't wait. There are going to be times where we're going to come more frequent than others. With our program, we come 9 times throughout the year. But there are times, like if I come and then they notice something, you know, 3 weeks later, it might be another 3 weeks before I'm back out there. And really, an insect issue, fungus issue, or even a watering issue can really destroy a lawn in our Texas weather really quickly. So it's very important for them to contact us as quickly as possible.
Great, great. Well, Bobby, I really appreciate you joining me today. And again, I am Clay, Lawn Care Frank's producer, filling in for Lawn Care Frank. And we will look forward to talking with you on another upcoming podcast.
Thanks, Clay. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.